you if you play an instrument and sing. And he said, next time I see you, you can play it for me. So I was kind of intrigued by that. And I was like, well, why not? Why don't, you know, maybe I can try it. And I wrote one. And at the time, it was like very, very simple. And it was in English. But it was a beginning that obviously inspired me enough to keep going with it.
Glenn, in those days, was a friend of your dad's, a friend of your family's. Later, of course, you became a musical partnership and a romantic partnership. Generally speaking, what influence did Glenn or has Glenn had on you as a musician?
A very big one and very significant one. At first, I was kind of learning from him in terms of like songwriting, but not only songwriting, but also a lyric writing, you know, like writing poems or writing poems that were then turned into songs. Also, the idea of kind of creating my own parts on stage to add to his songs and improvising, because that's something that we were not really guided towards in music school, funnily enough. And so he influenced me hugely in that he offered me help in the beginning, where he kind of gave me insight into, you know, how you start, like what works, how you, you know, like I just learned from by him being an example, because I had the opportunity to be close to him and to see him work, to see him be on stage, to see how a song was created from beginning to end and how it was then like transposed onto a record and how it related then in a live performance. So I learned everything from him, and once I kind of extracted those teachings from him, I just kind of started developing something of my own afterwards. But and at the beginning, he was like the biggest inspiration that there could have been.
Also, I guess he had a couple of decades at least of experience. By the time you made your first album together, The Swell Season, you would have been, what, 17 maybe? And that must have helped you a lot.
Completely, yes. I mean, I think that what helped me most actually was just the fact that he had faith in me, you know, that he saw some kind of potential in me and couldn't have been more generous with his encouragements.
This, of course, is Falling Slowly, the song that, in a sense, changed everything for Markéta Irglova. It was actually first recorded for the 2006 Czech movie Beauty in Trouble. Glenn Hansard and Markéta